Let us pay homage to the Buddha, fully enlightened one. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. So tonight, the talk I'm going to give will be the talk given by our Buddha directly at the Buddha time.
今晚禅师要给大家讲解的是佛陀所说的经。
At that time, our Buddha was staying at Savatthi.
那个时候，佛陀住在舍卫城。
Before going to give a talk, I want to ask all of you. We all are humans. We all live as a human. We all born as a human. One day, we all will pass away as a human. Between birth and death, what are we all doing? Do you know?
禅师在还没开始之前，要试问大家哈。 我们是身为人，出世为人，死的时候也作为人生往生。在出世到死亡这段时候，我们在做些什么呢？
As a human, we live. As a human, one day we will pass away. But almost all the humans don't know what they all are doing. If I say in this way, are you all agree with me? Yes. So for that reason, tonight's talk, the name of the talk I have chosen is What Are Humans Doing? You want to know? Yes, it will be very interesting talk, a very helpful talk for all of you.
禅师说，作为人，我们总有一天会死亡的。他说，大多数人都不知道我们在做些什么事情，然后他就问诸位，你同意吗？ 所以今晚他的题目呢，就是我们人在做些什么呢？你想知道吗？希望今晚的开示会是让大家欢喜，会是有趣的。So
this talk was given by Buddha at midnight. What are we all doing at midnight? Sleeping, but our Buddha was walking. Why? Do you know this? I have to explain the daily walk of the Buddha. Buddha divides 5 periods a day. It is not only one day. The whole his lifetime before he takes final pre-nibbana, or every day he did for the benefit of all beings, dividing five periods a day.
接下来，禅师要说的经呢是，佛陀在午夜的时候所说的。试问大家，午夜的时候大家在做些什么呢？大家可能都在睡觉，佛陀那个时候在做工啊，他说我今天做工。然后这个不只是那一夜，佛陀在世的时候每一天都是把他的一天分成五个时段，直到他大涅槃为止，为的是因为对众生所有的悲心。
I will not explain all the five periods done by Buddha in his lifetime. I will explain especially the time, the periods that happened this talk. When Buddha alive,In his daily life, from morning, early morning, till midnight, until the next early morning, he is continuously working for the benefit of all the beings. Now the time we are giving a Dhamma talk, it is not midnight, it is early night.This time, at the Buddha time, especially bhikkhus, they approached the Buddha and they make a question, some they questions Buddha, some they report about their meditation practice, some they request our Buddha to give it a Dhamma talk.Buddha also did, according to the request of different bhikkhus.
禅师将不会这五个时段，他将不会一一的解释啊，只是他会说，就是这部经里面的这个时段，就是午夜这个时候哈，佛陀在世的时候，他每日的生活从早晨到深夜啊，他都是持续不断不辞劳苦的为众生就是弘法啊，为的是众生的利益。这个时候，大家正在听开示。在佛陀时代，这个时候也是比丘们去询问佛陀的时候，有些是跟佛陀报告他们禅修的经验，有些是就是要求佛陀开示讲经说法佛陀通常也是会应他们的要求而说法。
So before midnight, all the bhikkhu went back to their places.Some for meditation, some for taking rest, some for walking meditation. According to their wishes, he went back before midnight. Only then, devils from the devil's world, Brahma from the Brahma world, they got an opportunity to get to see the Buddha. So only at that time he came down to the human world. This is a talk given to a deva by our Buddha.
通常过了午夜的时候，比丘们都各自回去自己的疗房，有的是静坐，有的是休息，有的就精行。就是在这样的时候，天神跟梵天才有机会下来找佛陀就是向佛陀 就是请教一些问题哦。我禅师接下来所说的这个经，就是在这样的情况下，这样有一位天神就向佛陀问问题。
At midnight time, a devil came down to below, came down to human world to see the Buddha. And he approached the Buddha and asked a question. Prepare beforehand. What is the question? He asked the Buddha.
就是在这样的情况下，有这么一位天神就下来人间，就去寻找佛陀，来到佛陀所住的地方，就向他问了一道他已经准备好了的一道问题。
The devil asked our Buddha, Buddha, how did you cross the flood? Buddha answered, by not stopping, by not struggling, I have crossed the flood difficult to cross.
天神问佛陀：“佛陀，你是如何越渡洪流？”佛陀说：“不停止，也不强行用力。”他就这样渡过了这个难渡的洪流。
So, when the Buddha gave answer, I have crossed the flood difficult to cross by not stopping, by not struggling. When the devil heard the answer, he can't understand. That's why he asked the question to the Buddha again. How is it, Buddha, that you cross the flood difficult to cross by not stopping, by not struggling?
佛陀就这样跟他说，他就是如此渡过这么难渡的一道洪流，不停止，也不勉强挣扎啊。然后天神就那时就感到很疑惑，是如何呢？佛陀，你是如何渡过这个难渡的洪流呢？
So, now here you all have already heard the answer and question of devil and our Buddha. The question made by devil, how did you cross the flood, Buddha? The answer is, by not stopping, by not struggling, I have crossed the flood. Here I need to explain a little bit of the attitude of the devil. Devil, really to say, the one who is proud of himself, he knows what the floods are, and he knows the Buddha has crossed the floods. But what he didn't know yet is how the Buddha had crossed. If the Buddha just say how he has crossed the flood, he think himself, I will understand it. Even though when the Buddha answer, by not stopping, by not struggling, I have crossed the flood difficult to cross. When he heard the answer, he can't understand. That's why he made a second question.
所以大家也听到了佛陀跟这位天神的对话。 问题是如何渡过洪流？佛陀答案是不停止，也不挣扎。现在禅师也要讲明一点，就是这位天神的态度。他是骄傲的啊，有一点啊，就靠得很像骄傲哈。他知道这个洪流是什么，他也知道佛陀本人已经渡过了这个洪流，他所不知道的是佛陀如何渡过洪流。如果佛陀就是直接的回答了他，那么他可能就以为他已经明白了如何渡过洪流，所以佛陀不直接的回答，他就是以不停也不挣扎这样的方式回答之后，啊，就是因为这样，这个天神起了疑惑，就再多问了这一道问题。
Do you all understand the question and answer of Deva and our Buddha? I believe you can't understand. As for me too, if I heard the answer of the Buddha, I can't understand. Because of the explanation that appear in the commentary, we can understand this sutta. That's why today talk, I will add the explanation given in the commentary too. Only then you all will understand.
听了这道问题，还有他的答案，诸位明白吗？禅师相信诸位应该是不会明白的，因为他本人也不能够明白，就是读了注释里面的解释之后才能够明白，所以今天的开示将会是引据这注释里面的解释。
So when the devil asked the second question, Buddha answered, If I came to a standstill, I sank. If I struggled, I got swept away. In this way, by not stopping, by not struggling, I crossed the flood difficult to cross.
当天神问了这第二道问题，就是进一步的问佛陀，他指的是什么意思呢？那么佛陀就说：“如果我停止，我将会下沉；如果我挣扎，我将会被冲走。就是这样，不停止也不挣扎，我就渡过了洪流。”
So here, you all have heard the floods. What are the floods? This is what we need to know. In other words, sinking and sweeping away, what here means. It is also not easy to understand. If we read directly the talk given by Buddha, because we humans, compared to the Brahma Deva, Brahma and Deva, they are very sharp. When Buddha gave this short answer, that Deva understand that at the end of the talk, short talk, that Deva attain Sotapanna. Is there anybody who has already attained Sotapanna here? For sure, there is nobody. So, only after listening the explanation of the commentary, you will understand, but not for attainment of Sotapanna.
这里有几点，第一呢，就是什么是洪流？第二，下沉是什么意思？第三，被冲走又是什么意思？如果只是读经文里面的记载，是不容易明白的。尤其人类哈， 跟天神、跟梵天比起来，我们的智慧没有他们那么敏锐。在这个经文的终点讲了之后，佛陀跟这位天神讲了之后，这位天神就证得了须陀洹果。而我们呢，可能必须要经过注释里面的解释，过后才能明白。而明白了之后，能不能够进入须陀洹果呢？
Blood in Pali we call Oga. Oga means flood. Just as great flood sweep away humans and animals into the great ocean, so also the four floods sweep away human and animals into the realms of rebirth, samsara.
洪流，巴利文里面是叫做 Oga，就如世间大洪流冲走了人类跟畜生，进入了大海。有这么四道洪流，将人跟畜生冲入了轮回。
So flood, those who never study Abhidhamma, it is not easy to understand. The commentary or commentator quote the explanation of floods from the Abhidhamma. So they are not explaining their own idea. Commentator, especially the quote from Abhidhamma, or from other suttas. Here, floods. What are the floods? I will continue.
所谓这洪流，假设你有研究过阿毗达摩的，是不容易，不容易明白的。这注释里面，它也不是，注释者自己的意见，它是引经据典，由阿毗达摩跟其他经典里面，引出来解释这洪流到底是什么东西。
What are the flaws? The four floods. The first one is the flood of sensual desire. In Pali, Kamoga. The second one, the flood of becoming. In Pali, Bhavoga. The third one is the flood of wrong view. Ditoga in Pali. The last one, the flood of ignorance, avijoga. These are the four floods hard to cross.
这四个洪流呢，第一个洪流就是欲洪流，也就是欲欲的洪流。第二个洪流是有洪流。第三个洪流是见洪流。第四个洪流是无名洪流。
So, what is the flood of sensual desire? As you all know, people all over the world have strong attachment to five sensual objects, right? Everybody they have strong attachment to external five sensual objects. Because of strong attachment to it, because they are in the middle of these five sensual pleasures that they can't cross the flood.
第一个洪流是欲洪流，世间所有的人都执着于对这五种欲望的 的享受啊，就是这五欲的享受。
The second thought, yes. Yes. The second thought. Remember, what is the second thought? The thought of becoming. Strong attachment to Brahma life. And jhana concentration. This is the second thought. Because of strong attachment to Brahma life and jhana concentration, so that all the beings can't make an end of suffering, can't cross the flood difficult to cross.
第二个洪流呢是有洪流，何谓有洪流呢？就是对梵天界的，就生在梵天界，跟禅定、禅那的执着。就因为对有的执着，所以不能够度过这道洪流，不能够度过苦。
The third flood is the flood of wrong view. There are 62 types of wrong view. Among them, the dangerous wrong view.And the wrong view that we have to remove is self-identity. In Pali, Sakaya Diti.
第三道洪流就是见洪流，见洪流其实就是邪见啊。有62种邪见，最危险的，而且是我们应该拔除的，就是我见。就是我见。
So those who have attained sotapanna, it means they have removed completely this self-identity, sakaya-ditti, and doubt. Because of having removed self-identity and doubt,They are all free from falling to the four woeful states.
须陀洹，他们已经完全去除了我见还有疑惑，因为能够去除了我见跟疑惑，所以他们就不会堕入四恶道。
So the last flood, the flood of ignorance.Not knowing the four noble truths. This is called the flood of ignorance.
第四道洪流就是无明洪流。何谓无明呢？无明就是不能了知四圣谛。
So now, you all know what the four floods are.The devil, the question that made by devil, how do you cross the flood, Buddha? And the Buddha answered, by not stopping, by not struggling, I crossed the flood difficult to cross. So you will understand what the Buddha has crossed.
所以现在诸位应该明白，佛陀这个天神问佛陀：“你如何度过洪流？”佛陀说：“我不停止，也不挣扎，就如此度过了洪流。”现在大家应该明白什么是洪流。
So because of flood of ignorance, we wrong knowing as man, we wrong knowing aswoman. Now here, some are women, some are men. Why we are born as men and why we are born as women? This is because of the flood of ignorance.
Okay. 可以再谈一下无名洪流，因为无名，所以有所谓的男人跟女人，这里有男人跟女人，为什么会投生为男人跟女人呢？那是因为无名。
Because of the flood of ignorance, whenever we do wholesome deeds, such as offering food, flowers, at that time, what we do? We make an aspiration. Because of this kusala karma, I'm reborn as woman. This is because of the flood of ignorance.
就是因为有无名的洪流，所以众生在行善的时候，比如说布施、供养、水果、花的时候，我们做什么呢？我们发愿，我们有了。就发愿成为男人或者女人，就这样子堕入了无名的洪流。
So, according to the teaching of Buddha, there is no man, there is no woman, there is no deva, there is no Brahma. There is only nama and rupa, mentality and materiality. Are you all agree with it?Yes, we agree because of hearing of the teaching of Buddha. We haven't penetrated practically. That's why sometimes we want to object that there is man, there is woman. As you see, now here I am a man, and you may see. As you see now, you see I am a woman, you may see it. Because of not penetrating by yourself.Sometimes a dark feeling may arise.
根据佛陀所说，世间没有所谓男人，也没有所谓女人，没有天神，也没有梵天，只有名色，也就是心法跟色法。你们同意吗？给大家同意，因为这是佛说的，只是我们不能够真真切切的如此自见，所以到现在我们还是当作自己是男人，自己是女人，这个人是男人，这个人是女人。
The Buddha said, "There is no man, there is no woman. There is nama and rupa. In other words, there are five aggregates only. Because of the flood of wrong view."Because of not penetrating the Dharma as they really are, people don't know that really exists only five aggregates. They think as, this is I, this is mine, this is my son, this is my daughter, this is my father. This is because of the flood of wrong view.
是在的，只有五蕴。五取运哈，没有所谓男人女人啊，也就是因为见洪流，就是邪见引起的洪流，所以在我们执着这个五取运呢，我们把它当作是我的，这个是我的父亲，这个是我的母亲，所以就是因为是见洪流，不能度过这个见洪流。
So because of the flood of ignorance, the flood of wrong view, we think there is man, there is woman. That's why the flood of sensual desire, attachment to woman life, attachment to man life, attachment to devil's life, attachment to Brahma life occur.
就是因为有无名洪流跟邪见洪流，所以我们有所谓的男人女人，发愿为男人，发愿为女人，也是因为有这个欲洪流，所以会发愿为男人女人，或者天或者梵天等等。
So So the flood of sensual desire is strong attachment to the visible objects, sound objects, smell objects, taste objects, and tangible objects. This arises.
因为有欲洪流，所以我们对各种欲受的执着，就是眼睛所看到的，耳朵听到的，舌头所尝到的，鼻子所嗅到的，跟身体所触到的，产生了执着。
So, wrong knowing as man, wrong knowing as woman, it is a little bit better. There is one true story that happened. This story was taught by our Buddha too.
禅师说，因为这无名，身为男人或女人，这个还是不坏的哈。他现在接下来要引述一个故事。
Why? That story, if I tell you, maybe you may be the one who were wrong knowing as such way. And the Buddha said that story.Sometimes we wrong knowing as dog, we wrong knowing as bird. Because of that knowing, we are born as dog, we are born as bird.
这个故事是佛陀所说的，就是对，就是无名，所以无名有狗有鸟，所以就投生为狗或者投生为鸟。
So there was man and woman, wife and husband. One day they went across the desert. Because of lacking of food, they feel very tired. They feel very hungry. They feel very thirsty. One day they arrived to a small village.
有这么一位夫妇，一对夫妇，他们有一次正在度过一个沙漠的时候，因为缺粮，所以感到疲倦，肚子饿，口渴，他们来到了一个村庄。
So when they got there, one of the villagers knew that.They are very hungry, they are very tired, they are very thirsty because of lacking of food. He offered both of them food. Because of hunger, they eat the food offered by the villager.
当他们到了这个村子的时候，一位村民知道了他们饿了，疲倦了，跟渴了，所以就给他们食物吃，因为他们很渴很饿，所以就接受了村民给他们的食物。
They both are very hungry, very hungry that they eat the food offered by the villager.Especially husband, who eat a lot, seeing the dog eating the same food with them, the dog of the villager. Because of seeing the dog eating very good food as they are eating, that husband thinks it is better to be a dog.Is it good? Why? Sometimes, for example, those who are in prison, if they see birds flying outside, their life is in prison. Okay? So it is better to be a bird, they may think. Okay? So in the same way, this husband, so he is very hungry, Because of lacking of food along the way, then when he saw the food, when he saw the dog eating very good food, he think maybe that dog has a chance to eat that type of food every day. But I have no food along the way, that it is better to be a dog. Okay? Sometimes that type of ignorance may arise. Okay?
因为两夫妇都很饿，所以就吃了那位村民送给他的食物。尤其是那位男士，那位先生，他吃了很多。同时他又看到了这村民家里的狗在吃同样的食物的时候，而那食物是相当好的食物，他就这样子在心里想，哦，做狗反而更好，所以各位可能会笑，哪里会有这样的一回事，不妨想一下，假设是在监狱里面的囚犯哈，假设他在窗外看到了飞鸟，有时也会产生这样的念头啊，如果作为小鸟这么自由这么好，所以就是在这样的情况下，这位男士很饿的时候，看到狗能够吃这么好的食物而不需要挨饿，就产生了这样的念头，也是因为无明所生起的，就是啊，如果能够做狗这么好。
What happened? He is the one who is so hungry that eat a lot, and then there he died. He became a dog there. So because of ignorance, because of this lot of ignorance, so be careful. If you see some animals, oh, very beautiful.Maybe it is the plus of ignorance.
发生什么事情了呢？ OK, 这位先生他吃很多，就这样子暴饮暴食，他就当场过世了。是在那个时候他投生为一只狗。就如此，因为无明的洪流，他投生作为狗。所以大家小心，以后看到什么动物，哦，这么漂亮啊，可能是无名的洪流在捉弄你。
That's my own danger, the flood of ignorance. Because of having no right view, because of self-identity, understand and think man is man, woman is woman, dog is dog, birds as birds.This is because of the floods of ignorance and the floods of wrong view.
所以大家尝试明白无明洪流是多么危险的，就是无明洪流跟邪见的洪流，所以有所谓的鸟，有所谓的走狗，有所谓的人，男人女人，所以就是因为无明跟邪见的洪流。
SoThe second flood, the flood of becoming, strong attachment to Brahma life and jhana concentration. Because of the floods of becoming, and part of some of my students who have attained jhana concentration and who can practice atheistic mentality, materiality,that they have the attachment to Brahma life organ. Why? They are human that they know the danger of human life, the weakness of human life, the suffering of human life, that they don't want to be reborn as human again. Because they have attained jhana concentration, that they say me, if I have died, I want to be reborn as Brahma because of the flood of becoming.
接下来谈有洪流。 有呢，就是执着于梵天的生命，或者是禅那，禅那的境界。就是因为这个有洪流，禅师在帕奥，丛林禅院的学生，有些证得了禅那，甚至就是见到了色法跟心法，就是这个色跟心的业处修了之后，他们执着于梵天界的生活，因为他们理解作为人，就是身为人有他的苦，人类有苦啊，身为人类有他的弱点，有他的危机危险，所以他们不想再投生作为人，而因为有禅那，他们说我死了之后，我想投生为梵天。
So now you all understand what the four flats are and how they work. So in the answer of Buddha, Buddha said, by not stopping, by not struggling, I crossed the flood difficult to cross. Here, what is stopping? What is struggling? Do you understand? No.
现在知道这四道洪流是什么东西，他们是如何冲走大家进入轮回。现在我们在讲解什么是停止，什么是挣扎，这个是佛陀对这个天神的答案。不停止不挣扎，他度过了洪流。你们知道什么是停止，什么是挣扎吗？
Stopping, what is stopping? As a human, we are born. As a human, we live. As a human, one day, we will die.Between birth and death, what we are mostly doing, kusala or akusala? Please be honest. Akusala. Yes. According to the words of Buddha, mind delights in sensual pleasure, that mostly what we do is akusala.
现在先讲解什么是停止呢？我们人出生为人，生命活着的时候也是人生，死的时候也是从人生死亡。在这当中，我们大多数时候是做了什么东西呢？我们是行善比较多呢，还是不善比较多呢？就如佛陀所说的，我们的心喜爱这贪欲的享受，所以大多数时候是不善的比较多，不善的时候会比较多。
Stopping here means doing and wholesome karma. What is struggling? Now here.We all are meditation. We all are practicing meditation. We all are doing kusala or akusala?
Kusala.
Every morning, many lay devotees come and offer. Is it kusala, akusala? Kusala. Now you all are listening the Dharma talk. Is it kusala, akusala? Kusala.So, as a human, we live. As a human, we will die one day. Mostly what we usually do is akusala, but sometimes we do kusala too. This is struggling.
所以停止的意思就是当我们就是 做了恶业的时候，就是在做恶业的时候就是停止。接下来什么是挣扎呢？ OK， 我们现在在这边禅修啊，就是坐禅，这个是善业。早上有很多人啊供佛供僧，这个也是善业。然后现在大家都在这里听法师开示，这个也是善业。我们从生到死，有时是恶业，有时候是善业，有大多数时候是恶业，只是偶尔也会修行善业。这个善业就是我们的挣扎。
Even you all know what is stopping, what is struggling. You all can't get the meaning and the way.What humans are doing. The top title is How, What are humans doing? Do you understand what we humans are doing? I have to explain the answer of Buddha. Even the Buddha answer by not stopping, by not struggling, I crossed the plot difficult to cross. Did the devil understand? No. See? And then Buddha answered because of asking question again.
所以讲了停止的意思，还有讲了挣扎的意思，大家能够明白吗？
Okay.
所以大家这样子能不能够明白禅师今天所开示的题目，我们人都在做些什么呢？当佛陀回答天神的这道问题的时候，佛陀说我们不停止不挣扎度过了洪流，这天神并不明白，他必须要再多问一道问题，佛陀才解释。
So answer for second questionIf I came to a standstill, I sink. If I struggle, I've got swept away. Or if I struggle, I drift away. This is the answer of Buddha. Here I have to explain what is sinking and what is slipping away.Oh, what is drifting?
这天神听了佛陀的答案之后，他感到疑惑，所以问了第二道问题，就是，佛陀的这个为什么这么说，是如何度过洪流？佛陀就说，如果我停止，我会下沉；如果我挣扎，我会被冲走或者会飘走。现在禅师要说，什么是下沉？什么是飘走或者冲走？
What is sinking? And what is drifting? I will use slipping away as drifting. Because of unwholesome deeds, we sink. Where do we sink? In the four woeful states. Because of struggling. Struggling means what?Wholesome deeds. We drift or we sweep away in the current of flood of becoming. Or we drift away as a human, as a devil, as a Brahma.
什么是下沉？什么是冲走？当我们就是停止，也就是行恶业的时候，我们就会下沉。下沉去哪里呢？下沉堕入恶道，就是四恶道。当我们挣扎，也就是行善业的时候，我们会漂流，也就是继续漂流，继续冲走。冲走哪里呢？就是继续在这有的这个洪流里面打滚，也就是可以投生为人， 天或者梵天。
So you all should know which opportunity is much more for all of us to think or to drift, fall into the fourfold states, and or be born as animal, be born as hell beings, reborn as ghosts, reborn as angry ghosts. This is thinking. Born as human, born as devil, and born as Brahma. This is drifting. Which opportunity is much more for all of us?
Okay, 禅师试问。就是下沉的机会比较多呢，还是飘走冲走的机会比较多呢？下沉就是堕入四恶道，也就是畜生道、恶鬼道、阿修罗道跟地狱道。然后飘走或者冲走呢，就是进入了人道、天道跟梵天道。那么试问下沉的机会比较多呢，还是冲走的机会比较多呢？
So to clarify it, I have to quote one of the sutta from Mahavegga, directly taught by our Buddha.
就是要解释呢，这个就是刚才禅师问的这个问题，他要引用马哈瓦嘎是相应部的一个品，大品的其中一部经，是佛陀所讲的经。
On one occasion, the Buddha took up a little bit of swine in his fingernail and asked all the bhikkhu, "How do you think, bhikkhu?A little bit of swine in my fingernail and the greater, which is more?"
在这部经里面，佛陀他用指甲在地上勾了一点泥沙，他就问比丘，比丘，你说哪一个比较多？是我指甲里的泥沙，还是这个大地的泥沙，哪个比较多？
Is it a difficult question? How do you answer if our Buddha asks directly to you? Great art or a little bit in the fingernail? So this.This question is very easy question that all the bhikkhu answered. Buddha, a little bit of soil in your fingernail compared to the great earth, it is, and comparison, it does not amount even to a friction.It cannot bear comparison. This is the answer of the bhikkhu.
这个不是一个难题啊。大地跟佛陀指甲间的泥沙哪个比较多？当然，比丘都会说，就说在佛陀指甲里面的泥沙根本不跟这个大地的泥沙不能相提并论。是微小、微不足道的。
A little bit of swine you have taken in your fingernail is very, very little, Buddha, compared to the great art. When the bhikkhu replied in this way, Buddha said, in the same way, bhikkhu. Those beings are few. When who they die as humans, reborn as humans are very few. Those beings are more numerous. When they die as human, reborn in the fourfold state.
所以比丘们跟佛陀说，佛陀指甲间的泥沙，跟大地的泥沙相比之下是微不足道的。佛陀就说，就如指尖的泥沙跟大地的泥沙，人作为人生死后投生作为人，再生投生作为人的众生，相比于作为人死后而投生进堕入四恶道，是微不足道的。就是投生做人的机会跟投生做堕入四恶道的机会是不能相比的，前者是少之又少。
Would I continue? Those beings are very few.Who are born as devas when they die as humans. In the same way, those beings are very few who are born as devas when they die as humans. Those beings are more numerous.When they die as humans, reborn in the fourfold states.
佛陀又说，从人生死后投生为天人，也是正如投生为人是很早。如果你比跟投就是从人生死后投生堕入恶道的话，那么投生为天人的机会是很少的。
Would I continue? Those beings are very few who reborn as devas when they die as devas. Those beings are more numerous who reborn as those beings are more numerous.Who reborn in the fourfold states?
也正如以上的比喻，作为一个天人死后再投生为天人的机会，跟天人投生入四恶道的机会相比之下是微不足道的。
In the same way, those beings are many. Those beings are very few. Who reborn as human?When they die as devas, those beings are more numerous who are reborn in the fourfold states.
同样的，天人投生做人也是很少的，天人投生入四恶道是很多的。
In the same way, when an animal died,To be reborn as humans, to be reborn as devas are very difficult. Those beings are more numerous who reborn as animals when they die as animals.
同样的，畜生死后投生为人或者天人是很少的。畜生死后投生为畜生却是很多很多的。
Will I continue for ghost, angry ghost in the same way? So, now we all should think. We do akusala more in our life. Kusala is a little bit compared to the akusala.To clarify it, now Those who are practicing meditation in Shaolin Monastery, are they many compared to the people in the Singapore? Which are many, which are few? Okay? If we compare to the people in the world and those who are practicing meditation and listening to Dhamma talk and doing kusala, who are more? Clear.
用同样的比喻，佛陀接下来又阐述了阿修罗道跟恶鬼道投生为天或者人的机会跟投生为恶道的机会，是很少的。然后他在说，所以我们大家都知道，我们行恶业是比较多数的时候，比较少数是 行善业的。如果假设不同意的话，大家不妨试想，我们在双林寺里面禅修，这里的诸位跟新加坡的人民人口比起来，哪个比较多，哪个比较少？或者也可以这样想啊，这全世界的人口真正修习禅修或者经文佛法行善的比较多呢，还是不行善？不听闻佛法不禅修的呢，哪一个比较多？
Those who have been to Bhav before, they may know there are many meditators are practicing meditation in Bhav, but compared to the people living in the Bhav village, it is very few. If we compare the people living in Molamyai,the people in the Pa'ao, it is very few. Compared to the people staying in Myanmar, compared to the people living in the whole world. So it becomes very clear for all of us.
在诸位当中有去过 Pa'ao 丛林禅院的，可能会感到哦，那边很多人在休息。就是禅修，只是假设你把在帕奥丛林禅院里面修习禅修的人跟帕奥村的人比起来，那么在这个丛林禅院里面的就很少了。同样的，如果你把帕奥村子的人跟摩拉民这个小镇这个城市的人比起来，这村子的人就很少。再这样子比之下啊，比缅甸的国人还有全世界的人口，那么再想想真正修习禅修的人会是多么的少。
Yeah, I want to ask a question. Are you all on the single name in the great art? What is the answer?Great art? Yes, yes. If you want to be in the great art, what you need to do? Don't go back. Come to Pa'ao. Practice meditation there the rest of your life. And then it will be sure. Maybe you will be in the single name. Okay?Now, if you go back again, what will you do? You will be in the fourth class. So you will do more akusala than kusala, that your life will not be sure. You will be on the finger knee again. Okay? So if you don't want to be, please change your attitude.
可以，大家可以自问哈，我们是在指甲尖的沙泥呢，还是大地上的沙泥呢？
Okay.
如果要作为少数，也就是指甲尖的沙泥，就是要修正善行的话，那么不妨就去帕奥丛林禅院，在那边修行一辈子，那么就有机会作为 佛陀指甲尖所比喻的那些沙弥。啊，假设大家回去的话，那么大家行恶业的机会会比较多，那么就很难，就是会继续进入了这个四道洪流，继续在红尘里面打滚。
Why I don't want all of you to go back to the place you live. There is reason. For that reason, I want to ask. Do people really know wholesome and unwholesome? How will you answer? Some will answer. Even ordinary person can differentiate what is wholesome and unwholesome. If you want to answer this question in this way, I have to prove whether they know wholesome and unwholesome really or not.
禅师不想大家回去自己的生活，有他的原因。他现在接下来到问题，诸位知道什么是善业，什么是恶业的吗？如果你的答案是普通，任何人都会知道什么是善，什么是恶的，那么禅师接下来就会证明给大家知道，不是那么容易的。
At one time, our Buddha was asked, even everybody wished to be happy, most of them are unhappy. Why most of them are unhappy? In this way,The Buddha was asked.
有一个时候，有人问佛陀：“大多数的众生，全部的众生都是想要快乐，可是大多数的却不快乐，为什么呢？”
The Buddha answered that it was due to jealousy and stinginess.Owing to these defilements, many people seek only for the happiness of their self, ignoring the welfare of others, even to extend harming, causing harm to others. Is that right?
佛陀的答案是你刚才的问题，为什么大多数人大家都要快乐，只大多数人都不快乐？佛陀答案是，那是因为有嫉妒跟吝啬啊。大家都想要自己快乐，却忽视别人的快乐，甚至加害于他人而得到自己的快乐。
However, seeking.Happiness in the wrong way brings little joy, but much suffering.
如果寻找快乐的方法用错了，有时候得到的喜悦是少的，而得到的苦却是多的。
The worst thing is that.They are unaware of what they are unaware of that they are wrong. Because they can't differentiate what is wholesome and unwholesome. You may think that this is not true. And hold that even normal person can differentiate what is wholesome and unwholesome.
更糟的是他们根本就不知道，他们不知道他们错了啊，因为他们不能够分辨什么是善，什么是恶。
To clarify this, let me ask you a few questions. In the morning, when you take a copy of newspaper, what does newspaper teach you?Can you answer me? If you don't want to, speak out. Just keep in your mind.
澄清，一点哈，就是就是跟大家讲清楚一点，就是早上的时候大家看报纸的时候，这报纸教了我们什么东西呢？
In the evening, after coming back from your walk, you take a bath, you take shower, and you take your dinner. And then you sit down and watch television. What does television teach you?
傍晚放工回家后，冲好凉，吃饱了，大家就看电视。这电视又教了我们什么呢？
Both of them teach you to increase greed, showing that various kinds of sensual pleasures are happiness. Right?
这两者，就报纸跟电视，都在教我们，增加我们的贪念，告诉我们各种各样感官上的享受。
People think it is real happiness. I've seen a book titled "Happiness Difficult to See." Really to say. If you seek the happiness through television, through newspaper, for sure you will not see real happiness. Happiness, difficult to see, is in the middle of sensual pleasures.
所以电视跟报纸都在教我们，快乐是由感官上享受而得来的然后真的吗？感官上的享受真的能够让我们快乐吗？上次有看过一本书，它的书名叫做《快乐是很难看得到的》，尤其上次又加了尤其是在五欲感官上的享受的当中，更难看到快乐。
Furthermore, they show you how to violate. That's why many violent things are happening in the whole world. They poison the mind of young people and old people too. But they think this is happiness. They think this is real happiness. This is not real happiness.
而且，这个报纸电视也是经常显示出暴力的一些现象让年轻人社会上的各种各阶层人都看到了暴力事件或许会在这里大家以为真正快乐是在这里能够找得到的。
Those who watchTV, many TV programs, they gain a lot of perception, mostly bad perception. Buddha said, perception is dukkha. The more you have perception, the more you will suffer for it. Correct?
除此之外，看电视的时候，大家也学了很多个观念或者想法，而且很多的观念想法都是不正确的观念想法。佛陀说，想即是苦，越多的想，也就越多的苦。
Not only perception is dukkha, Buddha said, feeling is dukkha. Because of seeing, because of experiencing in your life something what you like. You want to experience again because of feeling aggregates. That's why feeling makes you suffer. The more you have experienced, the more you will suffer for it.
再者，佛陀也说，受也是苦。我们看到了，感受到了，就更想要再去看到或者感受多一次又一次。所以，受会让我们，就是增加我们的苦。
So, the newspaper, magazines, and TV stimulate you different things to do, or to violent, and to imitate. So these all are dukkha.
所以，报纸、电视刺激我们去做很多事情，有的是暴力的，有的是不善的，那么就这样子模仿，从而我们就增加我们的痛苦。
In short, most of the contents of the newspaper and TV are full of those teachings, which increase your greed, your anger.And your delusion.
总的来说，这电视跟报纸、报章里面的内容，大多数都是在教我们如何增加我们的贪、我们的嗔跟我们的痴。
Under their powerful influence, people are led onto the wrong path.But it is hard to say that the fault lies only with the mass media.
所以就是在传媒那么强而有力的影响之下，大家都慢慢的误入了歧途。可是如果我们完全归咎于传媒，这却是不完全正确的说法。
Really to say, they just provide.What people like, what people think, good, right?
事实上，这传播媒介，它之所以是这样子，它也只是在给大家所要看、所要听、所要读的东西，就是它是给你要什么，它就给你什么，这样的意思。
That's why now all the people seeking happiness in the world, even they want to be happy, they can't be happy. Because all the things they are seeking is only for suffering. It is not real happiness. The happiness hard to see, difficult to see, is among the sensual pleasures.
所以，大家在这世上要寻找快乐，可是却很难得到快乐。大家找来找去，找的都是一遭痛苦。所以，真正的快乐在乐受感官上享受里面是很难看得到的。
So that's why all the people living in the world.What they are doing, what they are seeking is for happiness, but what they are really accumulating is unhappiness and akusala like that. Most of them, when they died, they fall to the four woeful states again. This is our real home. This is the home we live.Permanently. We are born as human endeavors. Buddha said we visit for a while. One day, according to your karma, the accumulated, especially akusala karma in our daily life, between birth and death, that finally we fall to the four woeful states again.
所以大家都在在世上世间的人在寻找快乐的当儿，累积的却是很多的不幸跟恶业，就这样子，大家都堕入了四恶道。 所以真正的这四恶道才是我们真正的家，也就是我们长久所居住的地方。佛陀有说过，来投生为人或者天，那只是短暂拜访而已。大家都会因循着我们的业，而且大多数是恶业，而再重归于恶道。
Let me ask you a question. Is there anybody who make an aspiration to fall to the fourfold state? Nobody make an aspiration. But, as you all know, we live mostly in the home of greed. We live mostly in the home of anger. We live mostly in the home of jealousy, stinginess, pride, delusion. That what this Dharma can make you is to fall to the fourfold state. So even you don't make an aspiration to fall to the fourfold state, the home you live is greed, anger, delusion, jealousy, stinginess, pride, that. Where will you go? Please think carefully.
在这里有没有人发愿要投生四恶道的呢？应该是没有吧。可是我们长久居住的地方是什么呢？我们的贪，我们的嗔，有时候是嫉妒心，有时候是吝啬、我慢、无明，而这些所造的业呢，都会导致我们进入四恶道。所以即使我们没有发愿去四恶道，我们因为有这些烦恼，也会把我们带入四恶道。
If we fall to the four woeful states, what happened? I have to make it clear. To clarify it, I have to quote one of the sutta in the same way. It is from Mahavegga.
所以现在讲四恶道，大家禅师要澄清这四恶道，他要引用相应部里面的大品里面的一部经的经文。
Buddha, on one occasion, our Buddha said, Suppose there was a man who would throw a yoke with a single hook into the great ocean.
佛说，可以假设一个人将一个轭，就是牛拉那个犁的那个轭哈，中间有一个洞哈，抛入大海洋之中。
There was also a blind father, which comes up to the surface once every 100 years.
同时有这么一只瞎眼的龟，海龟，它是100年才到海面一次。
Would I continue? How do you think, Bhikkhu? Is it possible that the neck of blind Tata, which come up to the surface once every 100 years, insert index to that hole of the yoke?
佛陀就问比丘，这瞎眼的龟每100年从深海里面起来海面，他的景象投入了这个恶的这中间的这个洞，是可能吗？有没有这样的可能？
So the Bhikkhu replied, Buddha, according to your teaching, we know that the world cycle is very long. So in this world cycle, if the blind tada could come up to a surface once every 100 years and doesn't die, then a yog with single hole has not been damaged. Maybe one day the neck of the blind tada will insert into the hole of the yoke.
Okay, 比丘这样子回答，根据佛陀，就回答佛陀，根据您的教导，这世界宇宙的这生命啊，这个轮回是很长，生死轮回是个很长的一段时间。假设这只瞎眼的龟不死，而假设这个恶没有毁坏的话，那么可能有这么样的一天，这只龟的景象会这样子深入了这个恶中间的这个环。
Buddha continues, Bhikkhu, it is sooner. The neck of the blind tada which comes up the surface once every 100 years, insert into the hole of that yoke is more sooner than who fall into the four-fold states to be reborn as ever human again. How fearful it is.
佛陀说，相比之下，这龟伸进这个恶的这个洞，会比众生在恶道投生为善趣的机会的时候还来得早，是这个是相当恐怖的一件这样的一个现象。
Buddha said, this is because of not knowing the Four Noble Truths. The Noble Truth of Suffering, the Noble Truth of Origin of Suffering, the Noble Truth of Cessation, the Noble Truth of the Path Leading to the Cessation. That people fall, beings fall to the Fourfold States, andNot easy to come up as a human, as a devil again.
然后佛陀又加着说，那是因为众生都不能了知四圣谛，也就是苦谛、苦之因、苦灭，还有导致苦灭的道谛，就是因为不能了知的四圣谛。所以众生一直沉沦于这四恶道，而不容易投生善趣。
Now what I have emphasized is for thinking, because of akusala, we fall to the four states. That what will happen after we have fallen into the four states.I have to continue for drifting.
禅师刚讲解何谓下沉，下沉就是堕入恶道。接下来会讲漂流，也就是冲走的意义。
For sure, now we are human. In our past life, previous past life, at the near death moment.The object that appears at the near that moment is kusala, object that we are born as human in this life. So this is because of kusala karma that we have accumulated in our life.
我们现在身为人，那是因为我们前世接近死亡的那一刹那，我们所展现出来的所缘是善业，所以是我们前世所修的善业，导致我们这次投生为人。
As you all know yourself, you all have accumulated many akusala deeds and kusala deeds. More is akusala, few is kusala. But in this life, at the near-death moment, if the akusala objects appear, for sure, we will fall to the four woeful states again.
我们现在身为人，生命中有造了一些恶业，也有造了善业，哪一个比较多呢？所以当这个生命到了终点的时候，那我们如果是恶业展现于我们的所有面前的话，那么来世就会堕入了恶道。
As you all know the words of Buddha, those beings are few when they die as human, to be reborn as human. Those beings are more numerous when they die as human, to be reborn in the four woeful states.
所以正如佛陀所说的，众生生为人，死了之后投生为人的是很少的，相比于生为人死后投生进入恶道。
Even we are humans in the good realm, like a person crossing the river. If we cross, or if someone cross the river, for sure, he can't struggle all the time. Sometimes he has to stop. And then sometimes he has to struggle to be able to cross. But if we don't get the support of the strength, we will sink again. If we don't get the support of kusala, we may sink again. If we get the support of kusala karma, we may drift away as human, as devils.
我们现在身为人是属于上去，就像是在过啊。过这个洪流的时候，我们不能够一直在挣扎，有时候必须停止，然后有时候再挣扎下去。假设我们不够善业的话，这样不能够保持我们的就不能继续的浮漂流的话，可能就会沉溺于水中。然后假设我们很多的有善业的话，那可能继续的挣扎的话，那么还可以继续的漂流于这洪流之中。
So I think now you all understand the answer of Buddha. By not stopping, by not struggling, I cross the floods difficult to cross.
所以大家现在应该明白佛陀为什么说我不停止也不挣扎，就这样子我过了这道洪流。
And also you all know that what humans are doing, all the people in the world are the humans. They are doing for thinking and they are doing for drifting only.
所以现在大家知道人在人间做了什么，在做些什么，他们不是就是停止而沉溺，不 不然的话就是挣扎而漂流。
So Buddha's brief reply, by not stopping, by not struggling, I cross the flood difficult to cross, point out the middle way, Majjhima Paṭipadā.
那么佛陀说，不停止而沉溺，不挣扎而漂流，那到底是用什么方法而渡过洪流呢？就是中道。
So if you all want to cross the flood, difficult to cross, you all must follow the middle way. The practice of sila, samadhi, and panya.
所以如果诸位想要渡过这个洪流，大家就要遵循这个中道，也就是修习这三学戒定跟慧。
Now you all are practicing sila, practice samadhi, sama. They are practicing panya, samsam. So if you all don't want to think, don't want to drift away in the current of floods, what you have to do is to emphasize on sila, samadhi, and panya meditation practice.
所以在这里，大家有些是修习戒学跟定学，也有一些是修习慧学。所以诸位如果不想下沉，也不想漂流于洪水之中的话，大家就必须要修习这三学。
Along the wrong to the birth, along the samsara. What we all have done is for thinking and for drifting that in this present life, whatever you do must be to cross the floods.
在这无始的轮回的之中，众生不是为了不是下沉就是漂流，所以我们必须要这一世必须要渡过这个洪流。
As a human, if we die, we can directly fall to the Four Noble Truths. As a devil, if we die, we can directly fall to the Four Noble Truths. But of Brahma, they can't directly fall to the Four Noble Truths. After they pass away as devils, as Brahma, they may be reborn as devils, human again. And then they may fall to the fourfold states again. That's why Buddha don't praise any existences. Buddha praise ceasing of existences only.
作为人或者天神，死了之后，大多数都是沉沦于四恶道。梵天他们不会直接进入四恶道，他们会先到天神或者人间，而过后再进入四恶道。所以佛陀并不赞许任何种生，不论是梵天或者天神，他所赞扬的就是超脱解脱。
So what we need to be careful in our daily actions is whatever we do, especially whenever we do wholesome deeds, if we can't make an end of suffering in this very life, we should make an aspiration for the attainment of Nirvana, or for making an end of suffering. Only then your kusala karma will be for the attainment, for making an end of suffering, that all the kusala karma that you are doing in this present life will be for your wish to attain Nirvana.
所以我们必须要当心，不论现在做什么事情，尤其是当我们做当我们做行善的时候，我们必须要发愿解脱涅槃，证得涅槃，证得苦的灭。所以这样子我们的善业才会导向解脱。
Now you all know what you all are doing, that what I want to say. May you all be able to do the karma which can make you free from all sufferings in this present life.
所以现在大家知道人类在人间做了什么事情，所以希望大家从今天起，我们的业能够让我们从此解脱于这轮回，也就是导致我们的苦灭。
For your real happiness, may you all be continuing practice sila samadhi anya.
为了我们的快乐，愿大家继续修行这戒、定、跟慧。
May you all be, may you all attain nirvana in this present life.
愿大家在这一次就证得涅槃。Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So we should chant very good.
我们回向。
Repeat after me. Itam me punyam.
Itam me punyam.
Asavakayam.
Asavakayam.
Vaham hotu.
Vaham hotu.
Itam me punyam.
Itam me punyam.
Nibbanasa.
Nibbanasa
Pattayo
Pattayo
Hotu
Hotu
Idam me punyam
Idam me punyam
Sabbasatanam
Sabbasatanam
Vajima
Vajima
De sabbe
De sabbe
Samam
De samam
De sabbe nansa De sabbe
Me sabbe,
me samang,
me samang,
punya bagam,
punya bagam,
labantu,
labantu,
sadu,
sadu, sadu.
I don't ask, I don't say anything. Is there any question? The time is very late now.
有没有问题？There's a question. Yeah. I read it in Chinese first. 我先用华文，它是写华文的。请问禅师，如果没有入过禅定的经验，在观色聚疲倦时，要如何在定中休息？请问观色聚会入定吗？So the question is, Ante, if one has not attained to samadhi.And has no samadhi, experience of samadhi during the reflection of rupa, and one feels tired. How does one rest in samadhi? Can one attain to samadhi by observing the rupa?
So who, those who can discern the rupa.Those who are discerning rupa, at least they have excess concentration. Those who can't develop jhana concentration, they start from four element meditation that they have excess concentration. If they feel tired, they should develop four element meditation to take rest there.
在修观色的时候，能够到达的最高的定力就是进行定， 所以我们这个设法呢是的修行，就是修这世界分别观，最高能够到达，也就是进行定。在这样子修的时候，假设感到疲惫，不妨再进入，再修这世界分别观，达到这样的定力而得到休息。The next question. 我现在开始修行一定会成功吗？还是要看我前世或前前世的波罗蜜呢？善业就是功德吗？ There are two questions. I've just begun to practice. Will I succeed? Or does it depend on the paramis that I've accumulated in the past life and previous lives to the past lives? This is the first question. The second question, are wholesome deeds definitely merits?
Okay, those who begin to start meditation practice always think, am I the one who can successfully practice because they want to give up? So don't think in this way. To be able to produce good results, present karma is the most important. Even you have accumulated parami in the past life, if you don't do any good karma, if you don't really practice, the result will not be with you. So if you have done in your past life, if you want to see results, good results in this present life, just try. I'm making a determination, and until I can succeed, I will try. Only keep in your mind in this way.
有些就是，如果问这样的问题，会不会是因为好像这样的问题就是，我到底能成功吗？问这样的问题，可能是他想要放弃了吧。所以禅师是说，如果要好的效果，现今的业，也就是善行是最重要的。过去的波罗蜜，如果没有当世的修行的话，也不会有什么好结果的。所以总的来说，就是我们要。就是要尽我们的能力去就是去尝试，而且呢不只是这样子，要下一个很大的决心，必须要这样子精进，才会真正的成功。
The second question, wholesome deeds can be defined as merit, merit can be defined as wholesome deedsBut you must know what is wholesome and unwholesome.
善业也可以说是功德，功德其实也就是善业，可是重要的是你要懂什么是善。
Okay.
还有问题吗？ Are there any questions?
Okay.
没有问题，今天就到此结束。沙嘟沙嘟沙嘟。沙嘟沙嘟